我们已经开始跟大家来分享提摩太后书的第一章，我们现在要跟大家继续讲第六到第十八节。
And we have begun sharing from 2 Timothy chapter 1, and today we shall continue from verses 6 to 18.
我们在上个主日跟大家分享的时候，盼望大家还记得，我们看到提摩太后书的时候呢，保罗一开始就为提摩太感谢神，然后为他的软弱祷告，然后呢为他的侍奉祷告。
And in the last Lord's Day, we came together and we saw from 2 Timothy chapter 1 how Paul prayed for Timothy and he prayed for his witnesses and prayed for his ministry.
同时他也为他的强项，他的侍奉，他的这个长处祷告。
And at the same time, Paul also prayed for Timothy's strength.
那么同时，今天呢，我们要继续看下去。保罗因着这个提摩太他的信仰，他的信心，保罗要继续劝导他。
And today, as we continue to study this passage, we will see how Paul continues to encourage Timothy in his faith.
让我们来读提摩太后书第一章第六节。为此，我提醒你们，使你们将神借我按手给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力以我为神福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以神圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来。他已经把死废弃，借着福音将不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道，做使徒，做师父，为这个缘故我也为这些受苦，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。你从我听见的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的，其中有腓基路和黑摩奇尼。愿主怜悯阿尼斯父的一家，因为他屡次使我畅快，不以我的所恋为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤地找我，并且找着了。愿主使他在那日子那得主的怜悯，在那日得主的怜悯。他在以弗所怎样多多的服侍我，是你明明知道的。
2 Timothy 1:6. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us into a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and found me. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you well know all the service he rendered at Ephesus.
在这段圣经里面，他讲到说，保罗劝提摩太要用他的恩赐如火眺望起来。
And in this passage, Paul encourages Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God.
当我们的教会不大。
Our church is not large.
但是呢，我看下去呢，你们都是很有才华的一群。
But when I look down from here, I can see lots of talents in you.
啊，有些人是这个工程师。
There are engineers.
有些是会计师。
There are accountants.
有些是老师。
There are teachers.
有些是设计师。
And there are designers.
有些是绘测师。
And there are architects.
有些是这个软件的设计师。
And there are software designers.
啊，很多师。
And lots and lots of you.
你看到我们虽然不多，人数不多，但是都非常有才华。
So even though our numbers are not great, but we are extremely talented.
有些人很喜欢音乐。
There are people who love music.
有些喜欢电脑。
There are people who love computers.
有些喜欢交朋友。
There are those who are sociable.
有些人很喜欢写作。
And there are writers.
这些都是非常好的恩赐。
These are good gifts.
但是你的恩赐是什么呢？
What is your spiritual gift?
那么你怎么样应用你的恩赐？
And how do you use your spiritual gift?
很多人用我们的恩赐呢，使到我们的这个工作，我们的事业这个天天向上。
And many of us use our gifts and we prosper in our careers.
使得我们用我们的恩赐来完成我们的目标。
And we use our gifts to achieve our goals.
我们用我们的恩赐来达到我们的心愿。
And we use our gifts to reach our heart's desires.
所以我们用尽办法，用尽各种的途径，为了要使到我们的生活好一点。
And we use all kinds of ways and means to improve our lives.
但是呢，我们要问一个问题。那个问题是保罗在提摩太二章二十一节的所说的，别人都求自己的事，但是并不求耶稣基督的事。
But we need to ask ourselves a question, and this was something that Paul wrote in Philippians 2:21, for they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都寻求自己所要的东西，但是有多少时候我们想起主耶稣要的东西？
All of us are often pursuing what we want.How often do we actually seek what Jesus wants?
所以我们必须要思考，我们如果是基督拯救我们，如果基督来施恩给我们，我们从基督那里身上得了许多的好处，请问我们为耶稣基督做了什么事？
And we need to ponder if we have truly been saved by Jesus, and as we have derived much benefits from him, what have we done for him?
所以呢，今天我要跟大家思想的就是要勇敢的来侍奉神。
So the topic that we want to look at today is to serve God courageously.
为什么说要勇敢的侍奉神呢？
Why do we talk about serving God courageously?
很多时候我们在侍奉的时候碰到许多的困难。
Very often we face many difficulties while we serve.
特别是保罗在写这封信的时候呢，他的背景是他坐在地牢里面。
Especially when Paul wrote this letter, he was at this time locked up in a prison cell.
他在这一次的这个坐牢呢，不像是第一次的坐牢。第一次坐牢他可以自由的走动，这一次呢，他是被关在 dungeon 那个地牢里面。
And this imprisonment is unlike his first. In his first imprisonment, he had freedom to move around.But this second imprisonment, he was locked up in a dungeon.
他有手链木狗绑住他，扣住他。
There were chains that he was attached to.
而且呢，在这个地牢里面呢，没有灯光。
And in this dungeon, there was no light.
他根本不能够写，不能够看。
He could not write nor read.
而且呢，没他的这个卫生条件非常差。
And the hygiene conditions there was terrible.
而且呢，他在面对什么呢？要这一次坐牢之后呢，他一定会被砍头。
And he was facing the certainty of death by being beheaded.
啊，所以他在这个非常恶劣的情况底下呢，他想到的是什么？
And in such an adverse circumstance, what did he think about?
他想到是耶稣基督的事。
He thought about the things of Jesus Christ.
所以他写信给这个提摩太，虽然环境非常差，灯光非常差，他还是要赶快叫提摩太来，而且劝告他要赶快来，不但是来，而且呢要劝导他要侍奉神。
And even though the circumstances was adverse and the conditions also adverse, he actually wrote to Timothy and to ask Timothy to come to him quickly. And in his letter was also filled with encouragement.
一个人坐在这个最恶劣的情况底下的时候，思想的是自己，为什么我会在这里？我做了什么错事？我为什么会有这样的结果？但是他所思想的不是这些，他思想的他说，我知道我要跑的路要跑尽了，现在呢，他要面对他的死亡，他说，赶快把主的福音传下去，叫提摩太赶快的使用你的这个恩赐传扬主的道。
Very often when someone is in adverse circumstances, the thing that he thinks about would be why am I here? I've done nothing wrong. But not so for Paul. He, as he faces death, as he wrote that he has ran the race and is coming to an end, he thought about the things of Jesus Christ, about how to pass on the gospel and to encourageTimothy to continue doing this work.
所以他写信给提摩太，要他使用，要他将他的恩赐如火眺望起来。
So he wrote a letter to Timothy and to encourage Timothy to use his gift and to fan into flame the gift of God.
所以我们要问大家，我们都在受到主很大的恩典，但是我们都有主给我们的这些恩赐，我们的才干，我们的才华，我们怎么样来使用？我们为主做了什么？
So we need to ask ourselves the question that we have received grace from God, and with our talents that God has given to us, what have we done for Him?
所以我们要问大家，你到底怎么样来侍奉神？
So we want to ask all of you, how are you serving God?
我可以跟你肯定，很多时候很多人呢觉得冷淡，有时候很多人觉得失望，很多人觉得在信仰上面跌倒，原因是什么呢？因为他没有侍奉神，所以他才会有这样的结果。
And let me tell you that very often people start to grow cold and disappointed, and they are actually getting more and more indifferent in church. The reason, let me tell you, is because they have not served God.
因为你所想到的是自己，你没有想别人，你没有想爱神所爱的人。如果你有的话呢，你就会为神的缘故，为着弟兄姐妹的需要，你更加的努力去服侍他们。
And it is because you have often just paid attention to your own interests and not loving those whom God loves. If you actually love those whom God loves and often think of for their good, you will want to strive to do things for people's good.And that will actually cause you to be more fervent.
或许有些人说我没有恩赐。
Maybe some people might say I do not have a gift.
啊，相信我相信，如果你们在我们教会一段时间，你知道我们已经讲过这个很多次了。
But if you have been in our church for some time, you know that we have talked about this many times.
过去两三年，我们都讲了很多灵恩运动、灵恩的恩赐等等。
In the past 2-3 years, we've spent much time talking about spiritual gifts and what the charismatics, how they wrongly define the spiritual gifts, etc.
我们花了很长的时间，花了很多个月都在讨论这个问题。
And we spent many months and much time discussing this topic.
但是今天我们就不讲了。
So today we will not dwell on that.
我们只基本上的讲一件事情，就是我们每一个人信主的人都有神的恩赐。
And we want to focus on just one thing, that each and every believer in the Lord will have a gift.
就好像彼得前书四章十节，他说，个人要照神 个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Just as 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
你看到英文的圣经就很清楚，我们每一个人都有一个恩赐。
The English is clear that everyone has a gift.
是单数的。
And this is singular.
很多人说，哎呀，是不是我有讲道的恩赐，我有赶鬼的恩赐，我有行神迹的恩赐？其实这些只是表现而已。圣灵给每一个人都有一个恩赐，这个恩赐不是说只有讲道，这个恩赐是特别这个量身定做在你身上的恩赐。可能他有一点讲道，有一点服侍，有一点各方面，但是呢，每一个人都有一个恩赐。
And some people misunderstand and they think that do I have a gift of preaching or a gift of casting out demons or a gift of this and a gift of that? But in fact, this is not true because what the Bible tells us is God has made to measure a gift for everyone and this gift would have elements of preaching, elements of this and that.
所以每一个人的恩赐不一样，不是每一个人都能够讲道。
Now, of course, everyone will have a different gift. Not everyone is gifted to preach.
肯定的，我没有赶鬼的恩赐。
But I can be sure that I do not have the gift of casting out demons.
我也没有行异能的恩赐。
Neither do I have the gift of performing signs.
但是我有恩赐来服侍弟兄姐妹。
But I have a gift to serve brothers and sisters.
所以我们每一个人都有恩赐，这个恩赐怎么用？
So everyone has a gift, and how do we utilize this gift?
所以这边讲说我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And this verse tells us that we are to be good stewards of God's varied grace.
所以我们看到这个是神的恩赐。
This is a gift from God.
这个是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
所以我们有恩赐的时候呢，我们必须要用。
And when we receive a gift, we are to use it.
你不用呢，你就会越来越失去效用。所以保罗要说要如火的眺望你的恩赐。
If you fail to utilize your gift, it will become less and less effective. That's why Paul says you must fan into flame the gift of God.
那么这个恩赐是什么目的呢？
What is the purpose of the gift?
我们也跟大家思想过这一段圣经，哥林多前书12:7，他说圣灵显在人身上是叫众人得义。
And we have also shared with you this verse in 1 Corinthians 12:7, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
所以你发现圣灵给我们恩赐呢，不是给我们的好处，圣灵给我们恩赐是要我们去服侍别人，给别人好处。
So you realize that when the Holy Spirit gives us gift, it is not for our own private benefit, but it is for the benefit of others when we serve them.
所以神给我恩赐呢，就是要服侍你。
So God gives me a gift to serve you.
神给你恩赐呢，就是要服侍我。
God gives you a gift to serve me.
如果你要得到什么神的好处呢？你来教会，当我们彼此服侍的时候，你就从神那里通过每一个信徒得到好处。
If you want to reap any benefits from God, then you come to church, and when every believer in the church is serving one another, we will reap benefits from God.
所以保罗说你要把这个恩赐如火的眺望起来，当你越行越服侍，你就越火热，你越火热就好像一个小火点，你不断的把它加火的话呢，它越火热呢，它就越有功效，就更多人得好处，你自己也得到这个好处。
And that's why Paul says to Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. What this means is when you use your gift, it will actually just be like a small little fire, it will burn, and when you add more things to the fire, it will burn even brighter, and everyone will reap more and more benefits.
当我们谈到属灵的恩赐的时候，很多人就想说，我的属灵恩赐是什么？我自己都不知道。
And when we talk about spiritual gifts, many people will say, I do not even know what is my own spiritual gift.
如果你不知道你属灵恩赐，可见你没有侍奉。
If you do not know what is your spiritual gift,It is obvious that you have not been serving.
如果你有常常侍奉的话呢，很多人就认出你的恩赐出来。
But if you have been serving often, then many people would have recognized your gift.
因为当你常常侍奉神的时候，你看到这一节圣经，他说圣灵写在个人身上是叫别人得益处。 当你越侍奉的时候，别人得到益处，他说：“哎呀，原来你有这个好，你有这个恩赐。”所以每一个人都告诉你，你有这个恩赐的时候呢，我可以告诉你，圣灵已经通过你服侍到他们，所以他们常常觉得：“哎呀，我从你身上得到这个激励，得到这个好处。”
Just as this verse tells us that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each for the common good. So if you have been using your gift to serve others, and when people have been reaping this benefit, they will come around you and encourage you and tell you that, ah, we have been receiving benefits because you've been serving in this area. And this is an affirmation that you have a gift in this area.
所以当你常常使用你的恩赐的时候，很多人就有机会看到你在侍奉，他就从你身上看出来。所以每一个人都说你有这个恩赐的时候，你就知道，是的，你必须要在这方面加强，炉火眺望起来。
So if you've been serving often, and people have been coming to see that you have served in this area, and they come around you and affirm that indeed you are gifted in this area, and that's where you will continue to serve more and more in that area, and by doing so, you are fanning into flame the gift of God.
但是很多人还是不满意，他说不是的，我不是讲我的才干，我不是讲我会不会弹钢琴，我要知道我的属灵的恩赐。
And some people would then say, no, I'm not talking about my talent. I'm not talking about my ability to play the piano, for example. What I want to know is my spiritual gift. What is my spiritual gift?
他的意思是我要用属灵的恩赐侍奉，我不要用我的才干来侍奉。
What this person is saying is, I want to serve with my spiritual gift and not with my talent.
这个是在我们过去二十年来常常找很多人就说，我要知道我的属灵的恩赐。弟兄姐妹，我说你根本不需要知道。
And in the past 20 years, we have been exposed to such teaching that we want to find out what's our spiritual gift and not our talent. But let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, you need not go in that direction.
当你问这个问题的时候，是不是说我属灵的恩赐是圣灵所赐的，我自然的恩赐是我的，跟这个没有关系。
And when people ask this question, are you actually saying that my spiritual gift comes from the Holy Spirit? But my talent belongs to me, and these are two different things.
你看到吗？雅各书一章十七节说，各样美善的恩赐跟各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，在他没有改变的影儿，没有转动的影儿。
Look at James 1:17. It tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.Coming down from the Father of lights with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change.
所以你有你可以说，哎呀，我会讲啊，我很会讲话啊，这个是自然的恩赐，不是讲道的恩赐。
And someone might say I have the gift of the gab. That is just a natural talent and not a gift in preaching.
就有些人不会讲话，不过他要讲道。
And then there are some people who cannot speak properly, yet they want to preach.
可以吗？
Can that be done?
弟兄姐妹，我要告诉你，我们的恩赐，我们的自然的才干呢，都是神所赐的。属灵的恩赐也是神的，反正我的都是属于神的，所以就自然的去服侍。当你服侍多的人就会认出来。
And brothers and sisters, let me tell you this, or whatever natural or so-called natural talent that you have,These are all from God, and when you use these natural talents to serve God, that's where people will recognize that you have a spiritual gift in this area.
所以我说我们都是一群很有蒙福的，因为我们有很多的恩赐，我们就不管它是自然的恩赐也好，是属灵的恩赐也好，我们都要服侍神，因为保罗说将身体献上，把整个人献上，每一寸、每一个肢体呢，都是属于神的。
And indeed, as I've mentioned just now, we are indeed a blessed Lord because there are many people in our midst who are multi-talented. Therefore, whether this is a natural talent or a spiritual gift, do not bother about such a distinction. What you should do is to use all these natural talents and gifts to serve God. And when you do that,That is actually going to be the spiritual gift.
因为刚刚我们讲到圣灵的恩赐呢，是叫人得益处，所以我们越服侍的时候，人就会认出来。所以你要知道你属灵的恩赐去服侍，你越多服侍，很多人就会看出你的恩赐。
And in fact, Paul says that we are to actually serve God with our whole being. We are to offer our whole body and every member of our body. So we need to serve God in every area. And when we do this, and we constantly do this over and over again, people will come and recognize that this is indeed your spiritual gift.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹的恩赐呢, 不要吝啬, 跟他讲, 哇, 我从你身上得了很多好处, 多讲, 他就知道, 同时呢, 这个人不断的是, 帮助他, 建立他, 使他更爱主, 更服侍主, 我们的教会就更加完全。
And when you see your brother and sister serving and is gifted in a certain area, do not be stingy on your praise. Please praise the brother and sister and say that yes, you are very gifted in this area, and this will encourage the brother and sister to serve more in that area, and in so doing, everyone else will be beneficiaries.
当你看到弟兄姐妹的恩典恩赐的时候呢, 你就为他的恩赐感谢神。
And when you see someone else's gift, thank God for this person's gift.
所以当我们读第这个提摩太前书的时候，我们一开始的时候就已经跟大家讲说，保罗第三节说，我感谢神是什么呢？祈祷的时候呢，不住的想念你。他感谢什么呢？他一定是看到提摩太身上的一些恩赐，他的各方面，他的救恩等等，我们叫做这个恩典的迹象来感谢神。
And we have already said that right from the beginning, when Paul started the letter, he told Timothy that he thanked God for Timothy. And he thanked God for Timothy's tears and his sincere faith, etc. And he was focusing his prayer on Timothy's strength. So we talked about how this is actually focusing on somebody else's signs of grace that we see.
所以我们要常常思想, 我们常常把这个恩赐实行出来, 服侍弟兄姐妹, 我们就知道了。And
so, we need to constantly think about where we can serve brothers and sisters, and as we constantly serve one another, we will realize what our gift is.
让我们回来看这个, 我们今天的经文, 他说要这个, 提摩太在这个地, 我们的主题是, 要勇敢的侍奉。
And we come back to our title of the sermon today, to serve God courageously. And we come to the first point.
第一, 我们看到, 我们要想念到神的恩赐。
And first, we must remember God's gift.
请大家看第六到第七节。
Look at verse 6 and 7.
第六到第七节, 他这里讲到说, 为此我提醒你, 将你, 使你将神借我按手, 给你的恩赐如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For this reason, I remind you to fan in the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
所以在这里你看到第六节，他一开始的时候讲到说什么呢？为此，为此是什么意思？
And at the start of verse 6, it says, for this reason. What does that mean?
当你讲到为此的时候，你就会看到第五、第六节，第五、第三到第五节讲到，他说他这个提摩太呢，他有这个第五节，他说想到你有无为之信，这信先是在你祖母，然后在你母亲，然后现在在你心里面，因着你有这个信心，你就为此要我要提醒你。
For this reason would point us back to verse 5, and it says that Paul was reminded of Timothy's sincere faith, a faith that first dwelt in his grandmother, then his mother, and now dwells in Timothy as well. So for the reason, for this sincere faith, I now remind you, Timothy, to fan in the flame the gift of God.
你是真的基督徒，你就必须要侍奉神。
If you are a real Christian, you must serve God.
如果他是你的主人，他是你的神，我们就要服侍他，不是他服侍我们。
If he is indeed your Lord and your Master, then we must serve him, not the other way around.
今天很多人来到相信耶稣，是因为耶稣能够替我做事，不是我能够替耶稣做事。
Many people come to believe in Jesus today because Jesus can serve their purposes, rather than they serve Jesus.
他把主当作是一个这个神灯。
They treat God as a genie.
他要什么他跟他讲他就给他，所以那个神灯呢是在服侍他，他才是主人，那个神灯只不过是要听他的话。
And the person actually comes to Jesus because they treat Jesus as a genie who will fulfill their every wish.
所以他说，当你如果你是神的仆人，你是信主的呢，你必须要服侍神。
But if you are indeed a believer of the Lord, you are actually the servant, and you are to serve Him.
所以他说，为此我提醒你要将借着我所按手给你的恩赐炉火眺望起来。
So for this reason, Paul reminded Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
所以在这边讲到说，那个恩赐呢 ，the gift of God， 很多解经家在解释这个 gift 的时候呢，到底这个 gift 是什么东西
？And when Paul mentioned the gift of God here, many commentators try to decipher what is this gift.
所以这个 gift 这个恩赐呢，很多人因为第七节他说，因为神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，在英文圣经翻译的是那个心字就是。灵的意思，所以他说，因为这个原因呢，这个 give 是指圣灵。
And verse 7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love, etc. So many people say that, oh, the gift here is referring to the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the word spirit in verse 7.
所以有些人把这个神赐给我们的恩赐，就是说他按手给他，那么他给他圣灵的意思。
So many people.Believe that this gift of God, which was given through the laying on of Paul's hands, is referring to the Holy Spirit that was given to him.
啊，但是你看华文圣经很清楚了，因为华文圣经不把它当作是，它不把它翻译成是圣灵，它翻译成恩赐，而且说要炉火眺望起来，那个胆怯的心不翻译成灵，胆怯，他说神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵，而是胆怯的心，意思说我们的心态。
But in the Chinese, it is translated here, fanned into flame, the gift of God, and God gave us a heart, not of fear, that's in the Chinese. So it is actually the attitude, but not the Holy Spirit.
我认为这段圣经呢，应该是讲恩赐，而不是讲圣灵。
So this is talking about a spiritual gift and not the Holy Spirit.
因为如果是圣灵，你怎么样使圣灵眺望起来？圣灵是他主动，我是被动，我怎么使他眺望？
Because if this gift is the Holy Spirit, you cannot fan into flame the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is active and we are passive.
所以这边讲说神，但是这个恩赐是从圣灵来的，所以也是同样的意思。
But of course, this gift definitely comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以这里讲到说，我们要借着这个恩赐呢，这个圣灵赐给我这个恩赐，我要眺望起来。
So this spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit gave to me, I must fan it into flame.
所以眺望起来这个意思呢，不是说提摩太已经熄灭了这个火，而是说不要让这个火die down， 或者不要让这个火熄灭，要使它越烧越旺。
And to be able to fan it into flame means that the fire has not yet died, but rather it must be fanned and it must burn with greater brightness.
所以你看到侍奉的时候呢，要越侍奉越火热。当你越不侍奉呢，你就越来越你的灯越来越暗。
So when you serve, the more you serve, the more passionate you will become.But the flip side is true, the less you serve, the more dim this fire will become.
那么提摩太为什么越侍奉越怕呢？你看这边他说，神所赐给你的不是胆怯的心，是刚强或者是有能力的，是仁爱的，或者是有这个谨守的心。
But why is it that as Timothy served, the more he served, the more fearful he became? Because Paul encouraged him by saying, God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
所以刚才我们提到保罗因着被囚，所以很多逼迫提摩太开始害怕了，他越胆小，就越不服侍，越少服侍，越少服侍就越害，就他的灯就越来越小。
And we mentioned that Paul was in dire circumstances now, and there was great persecution all around. So as Timothy continued to serve, he actually felt more and more fearful, and because of that, he served less, and light became dimmer.
所以第八节说，保罗告诉他说，不要以为我主做见证为耻。
That's why in verse 8, Paul tells Timothy not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner.
你的这个 逼迫越大，你要更刚强来服侍。
The more persecution you face, the stronger you ought to serve.
你越服侍，你就越那个火就越跳旺起来。
And the more you serve, the brighter will the flame burn.
所以他保罗说不要害怕，要刚强。
Therefore, Paul said, "Do not be fearful, but be strong."
这里刚强这个字，这就是我们讲这个炸药的 dynamite 的意思，意思说它是充满了能力的。
So to be with power is actually the word for the same that we derive the English word dynamite. In other words, there must be strength and power.
而且我们侍奉那不是靠我们的能力，乃是靠神圣灵赐给我们的这个能力。
And we serve not according to our own strength, but by the strength that the Holy Spirit gives.
你看第八节下半段，总要按神的能力，以我为福音同受苦难。
Look at the second half of verse 8. But share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
所以这段圣经呢，给我们看见，我们要很相信，要依靠神的福音，是因为是神的能力，神的福音是大有能力的。
So this passage shows us that we can trust in the gospel because the gospel of God has power in it.
你看到罗马书第一章十六节讲到说，我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
And Romans 1:16 tells us the same. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
所以你会注意到这段圣经很宝贵。
And this passage is precious.
因为你看到说，福音是大有能力的。
Because the gospel is filled with power.
这个福音的能力不是过去主耶稣钉十字架的时候那个能力，而是现在仍旧有能力的，它是现代式 present tense， 现在仍旧有这个能力。
And this power did not just happen when Jesus was crucified on the cross, because it is written in present tense. In other words, this power is still effective to this very day.
一个人如果相信福音，福音的生能力就在他身上产生，直到他改变他的生命。
If a person believes the gospel, then the power of the gospel will be manifested in this person's life as it is changed.
今天很多人不相信福音的能力。
Today, many people do not believe in the power of the gospel.
他认为耶稣基督的福音不能够吸引人。
They actually think that the gospel of Jesus is not attractive.
所以他要用财富的福音。
So they want to use the health and wealth gospel.
啊，直到你要健康你才来，你要发财你就来。他认为耶稣福音不够能力，所以他要用健康跟财富的福音。
So they attract people to come by telling them that when you believe in the gospel, you will be healthy and you will be wealthy. And the reason is because they doubt the power of the gospel.
所以保罗在这里告诉提摩太，要不要因为我坐牢而为我感觉到羞耻，要借着神的能力把火这个恩赐呢如火的眺望起来，就是多多的侍奉。
So Paul tells Timothy not to be ashamed of this gospel, but to fan into flame the gift of God. In other words, continue to serve and serve even more.
是谁使到他的恩赐如火眺望起来？是提摩太本身。
Who is to fan into flame the gift? It is Timothy himself.
但是，所以那个人，我们必须要勤劳，我们必须要多多服侍，我们才能够如火被眺望起来。
So we are to be diligent and to serve more and more, and that's how we fan into flame the gift.
那么这边还有那一句话讲说，他你的恩赐是借着我按手给你的。
And there is also this second half of the verse, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
是的，在这段圣经里面有提到说，他保罗按手在提摩太身上，使他得到恩赐。
Yes, indeed, this passage talks about how Paul laid his hands on Timothy, and as a result of that, Timothy got the gift.
但是我们如果看整本圣经，特别新约里面有很多时候呢，很多人没有保罗的按手也有恩赐，所以这一次是按手，但是不是每一次都是按手。
But when we examine the New Testament, we will realize that many, many people were actually gifted without Paul laying his hands on them. So even though this time Paul laid his hands, but not every time he laid his hands on people.
所以我们要勇敢地服侍主。
So we are to serve the Lord courageously.
因为当我们勇敢地去服侍的时候，神的能力就在我们身上彰显。
Because when we serve God courageously, then his power is manifested through us.
不但是能力，而且是有仁爱，这个仁爱是 agape， 意思说无条件的爱。他我们侍奉我们恩赐服侍的时候呢，是按着神无条件的爱去服侍。
And not just power, but verse 7 also talks about love. The love here is the original Greek word agape, which means unconditional love. And when we serve others, it is out of unconditional love.
是因为主爱我们，才我们才能够彼此相爱。
It's because the Lord first loved us, that's why we can love one another.
因为主爱我们，我们是从主而生，所以我们能够爱神所爱的。
And because the Lord loves us and we are born of God, therefore we love those whom God loves.
不但是因为有能力、有爱，同时有谨守的心。
Not just power and love, but also self-control.
这个谨守是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, self-control?
为什么这个时候提到这个谨守呢？
Why Paul mentioned self-control now?
这个谨守这个字本来的意思是清楚的思路。或者是有这个有清楚的先后次序，在他的思想里面呢，他是一个很有谨慎的思想。
And the word translated self-control also carries the meaning of being clear-minded or clear-headed, meaning he is thinking clearly.
而且同时呢，他是有自制的能力。
And at the same time, there is also self-discipline.
所以意思是说你。在这个环境里面受到这么大的逼迫，你知道你所信的是谁，你不要害怕，你要控制自己，应该做的事你就去做。
And what Paul is in fact saying to Timothy is, in such a adverse circumstance, do not be fearful, but be clear-headed and know clearly whom you are believing and do whatever is right.
所以保罗说不要以为耶稣基督做见证为耻，也不要为我被囚为耻。
Therefore, Paul says, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner."
所以呢，你要按着神的能力，然后为做福音同受苦难。
But share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
所以，当我们思想怎么样服事的时候，第一，你要注意，你每一个人，你每一个人。都有神的恩赐，要好好的用。你越用就越眺望起来，你越不用，他的灯就越熄灭。
So to serve God courageously, we must first remember God's gift, and remember that each and every one of us has a gift from God. The more you use it, the more the hotter it will burn, but the less you use it, the dimmer it will become.
那么第二点呢？不但想到神的恩赐，也想到神的呼召。
And the second point is that not only are we to remember God's gift, we must remember God's calling.
你看第九节。
Look at verse 9.
第九节说，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按照我们的行为，乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。这恩典呢，是万古之先在耶稣基督里赐给我们的。
Who saved us and called us into a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace.Which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began.
你必须要服侍神，因为这是神的呼召。
You must serve God because this is God's calling.
神呼召你出来，呼召你从罪恶中出来，他呼召你从黑暗中出来，使到你现在可以服侍神。
God called you and he called you out of sin and he called you out of darkness so that you can now serve him.
你被拯救出来，现在你是一个得自由的人，你必须要用这个自由来服侍神。
You have been saved, and now you are freed, and you must use this freedom to serve God.
你以前是被捆绑的。
You were once in chains.
你以前被罪捆绑。
You were burdened with sin.
但是现在你被释放了，神拯救了我们。
But now that you have been freed because God saved you.
他施恩给我们。
He gave us grace.
他施恩给我们，不是因为我们有什么好处，不是因为我们的工作，不是因为我们做了的工作特别好，他给我们，不是。
And God had grace on us not because of our works or what we have done. No.
你看这里，不是按照我们的行为。
Not because of our works, that's what this passage tells us.
乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。
But because of his own purpose and grace.
这个恩典呢，在万古之先，在基督里面已经赐给我们了。
And he already gave this grace in Christ Jesus to us before the ages began.
所以当我们还在犯罪的时候呢，神已经把这个恩典给我们，他已经定义要爱我们。当我们还在顶撞他，还在抵挡他的时候，他已经为我们死了。
So while we were still sinners and while we were still enemies of God, he has already given us this grace and he has died for us.
他已经为我们死了，我们还在抵挡他。
And even though he has already died for us, we are still rejecting him and actually going against him.
但是呢，神不断的施恩给我们，使到我们能够看到他的恩典，愿意来被拯救。
But God continues to give us his grace and that we might see it and repent and turn to him.
所以神的恩典是在古，在这个创造世界以前已经定下来了，但是到后来。 在主耶稣显现的时候才表明出来。So
God already gave us this grace before the ages began, before creation. But it is only when Christ came that this grace was manifested to us.
所以当他表明出来的时候，他当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，他把死废弃。And
when Jesus was manifested to us, he was nailed to the cross that he might abolish death.
然后呢，把这个福音不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。
And brought life and immortality to light through this gospel.
主耶稣为要拯救我们，使到我们有生命，使到我们能够重生，他花了很大的能力，用了很精心的设计，很清楚的这个很严谨的计划，然后完成这个救恩。
In order to achieve this salvation, The Lord Jesus went through great pains and he actually went through many things and also through all his plans, he manifested this grace to us.
你有没有试过曾经爱过一个人，帮助他，使他各样的好处，到最后这个人反过来咬你一口？
Have you ever loved someone and did everything to for this person's benefit, but in the end, this person turns around and actually harms you.
你做尽一切呢，为了使他得到好处，帮助他，结果呢，他成功之后，他回来在你背后插了一刀。
And you did all things for this person's benefit, and in the end, after this person achieves success, he stabs you in the back.
这个叫做忘恩负义。
This is being ungrateful.
我们很讨厌、很厌恶这样的人。
And we actually despise people who are ungrateful.
这种人呢，他没有恩将仇报，反而过来伤害你。
And this person did not pay back the good deeds, but rather repay good with evil.
但是当我们主耶稣为我们钉死之后，请问你为他做了什么？ 还是你在众人面前不敢认他。
And when the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, may I ask, what have you done for him? Would it be to the extent that you deny him in front of others?
因为你害怕。
Because you are fearful.
因为你胆怯。
Because you are timid.
你有没有看过有一些人是你的朋友或者是你的亲人，但是在别人面前他当作没有看见你？ 你的感受如何?
Have you ever had friends or relatives whom seem not to know you when in front of others? What's your feeling?
你明明是你的亲人，明明是你的朋友，但是他当作不认识你。
And he is clearly your friend or your relative, but he pretends that he doesn't know you.
请问你的感受如何?
What is your feeling?
所以在这里呢，我们看到主耶稣说什么呢？ 凡在人面前认我的呢，人子在神面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的呢，我人子在他面前也不认他。Jesus
himself said that everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God.
主为我们钉十字架，主为我们舍命，主为我们流血，主为我们。 把那个钉子插进他的身体里面。
The Lord Jesus gave his life for us. The Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross for us.
但是你现在因为众人面前，你竟然不敢认他。
But yet before men, you deny him.
很多人说没有，我没有不认他。我问你，有时候在老板面前，在同学面前不敢祷告，不敢承认我是基督徒，这个不是不认他，这是什么？
And you might say, no, no, I've never denied Jesus, but let me ask you, if before your boss or your colleagues, you dare not pray or you dare not do anything that shows that you are Christian, if this is not denying Christ, what is?
你在他主为我们被挂在十字架上，为我们死。为我们的缘故被钉死，尝到死的滋味，然后我们不认他。
The Lord Jesus hung on the cross for us. He died for us by being nailed to a cross, and he tasted death for us.
我们不敢为他做见证。
And yet we dare not give a testimony for him.
我们以为他做见证为耻。
We are ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
这个不是等于忘恩负义吗？
Isn't this repaying evil, repaying good with evil?
所以我们看到圣经里面保罗也是这么讲说，告诉我们说，主耶稣这么讲说，人若要跟从我，他就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus said this, if anyone would come after me,Let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me.
为主做见证，不要以耶稣基督的福音为耻，这个就是侍奉。
And to give testimony about our Lord and not be ashamed of his gospel, that itself is serving him.
主为我们做了这么多，他把死亡废弃，他把生命给我们，让我们有第二次的机会，我们能够。上天堂，我们能够享受主所赐给我们的一切的福气，我们怎么可以以他为耻呢？
And the Lord Jesus did so much for us. He died on the cross in order to abolish death, and that we are given a second chance to live. And after all these things that he has done for us, do we dare to be ashamed of his gospel?
你有没有尝试过绝望的滋味？
Have you ever been felt hopeless?
如果你尝到来到人的尽头，完全没有希望，根本就是绝望的，根本就是死了。
If you have ever been desperate to the extent of hopelessness, and death, it seems to be better.
很多人不明白我在讲什么。
Many people don't understand what I'm saying.
那么如果讲浅一点。
Let me simplify it for you.
你们做学生的时候有没有偷看过？
As a student, have you ever peeked at the answers?
如果你有偷看或者是作弊的时候，被抓到的时候，你的感觉如何？那个感觉就是绝望。
If you have ever cheated in an exam and you have been caught, what was your feeling? It would be desperation.
或许有人进到一个百货市场里面去偷东西好玩。结果被抓到，然后在众人面前给被警察抓到，你的心情就讲完了，那种就是绝望。
Or if someone because of thrill actually stolen from a department store and was caught, and the police is being brought in, so this thief would be feeling desperation at that point of time.
在绝望的时候，如果他给你多一次机会，你非常感激他。
And in desperation, if you are given a second chance, you will be full of gratitude.
我有跟大家讲过这个故事。
I said this story before.
当我太太的我的岳父在这个病床上面快要死的时候。
When my father-in-law was dying on his deathbed.
因为他得了癌症。
Because he has cancer.
我们一直传福音，他一直不信。
And we kept preaching gospel, but he refused to believe.
但是感谢主，有一个传道人他来了，半夜跟他传福音，他信了。
But thank God that a preacher came in the middle of the night and preached the gospel to him, and he believed.
我们在绝望中一直没有办法了，但是他传福音，我们对这个人的好像真的是感恩不尽。我们在黑暗中看到一束亮光。
And we were praying in desperation because he was dying and he still was not a believer. But when this preacher came and preached the gospel and he believed, we were filled with gratitude to this preacher. It's like seeing light at the end of the tunnel.
但是他半夜就走了，所以我们一直找他，找他到底是谁。
But he left also, he came in the middle of the night and he left in the middle of the night, and we do not know who he was, and we searched for him.
所以你看到我们非常感恩。
We were full of gratitude.
如果我讲，我后来看到他后面插一把刀，你看我该不该死？
If I were to tell you that after a while when I finally found him, I stabbed him in the back, do you think that I deserve that?
我看没有一个人说我应该活着，每一个人都会咒诅我。
I think no one here should think that I should continue to live. Everyone will curse me.
我会因你会因做的这件事情，所以我们每一个人都是主耶稣所拯救的。我们应该为他来做见证，为他来服侍他，来传扬他的名。
And in a similar fashion, each and every one of us has been saved by the Lord Jesus. We ought to serve him and to preach his name.
所以保罗在这边讲说，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。如果是这样的话呢，我们就必须要好好的服侍他。And
so Paul is saying that you must remember God's holy calling, because he saved us by his holy calling. Therefore, you must serve him fervently.
不要以他为耻，不要以他的福音为耻。
Do not be ashamed of him nor his gospel.
要勇敢，要有爱心，要有这个清楚自守的心。
Be courageous, not fearful, and be filled with love and self-control.
使到我们能够传扬他的名。
So that we might preach his name.
最后呢，我们再看最后一点，就是要记得主的仆人。
And lastly, we must remember God.
我们要服侍他，我们要记得主给我们的恩赐，我们要记得主给我们的恩赐，然后我们要记得主的仆人怎么样劝告我们。We
must remember God's gift and use this gift to serve him, and remember God's calling, and finally we must remember God's servant and how he encourages us.
你看第十一节，
Look at verse 11.
我为这个福音 奉派做传道、做使徒、做师傅，为这个缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因我知道所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我交付他的，直到那日。Verse
11, for which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and teacher, which is why I suffer as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me.
所以意思说，你看到什么？你看到保罗做一个很好的例子。
Look at Paul, he was setting a good example.
他是我们的榜样。
He is our model.
使到我们能够学习他，他也为着他坐在监牢里面，他还是为主的缘故传扬主的福音。
And even though he is now in a prison dungeon, he continues to preach God's gospel.
所以当他讲说，我也受这些苦难，他讲的是他正在受这些苦难。我们不明白这个苦难是什么意思。
And that's why Paul says, which is why I suffer as I do, because he was suffering at that very moment, which we do not understand.
在这个地牢里面，没有灯光，没有食物，没有这个肮脏、黑暗、阴森的地方，他还是为主在那边发光。
And he was in a dungeon, a cold, dark dungeon cell, with terrible hygiene conditions, lack of food, lack of light, but yet he was shining for God.
面对死亡的时候，他说：“我不怕，因为我知道所信的是谁，也知道他能够，他能保全我所交付他的。”
And even when facing death, he was not fearful, because he says he knows whom he has believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me.
所以你看到那个字吗？第十二节他说，也深信他能保全我所交付他的。有一个小字后面说，或做他交托我的。 我相信第二句话比较准确，就是说神所交托他的那些圣言或者是圣经，他一定会传下去。
If you read the footnotes, it says, Paul over here could have written what I have entrusted to him, but on the other hand, it could also be written or be translated as what he has entrusted to me. I believe that this is referring to what God has entrusted to Paul, which is referring to the holy words of Scripture.
所以第十三节说，你从我听到的那纯正话语的规模。
That's why he continues in verse 13, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me.
所以纯正话语的规模呢，就是神的话语。第十四节也是从前所交托你的善道，就是保罗把这个话语的规模交给提摩太。这个善道，这个其实这个善道原文的意思是指那个deposit， 就是那个定金或者是那个交托他的东西。
And verse 13, this pattern of the sound words, and then continue in verse 14, by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. This is referring to all the sound teachings.
所以我们的华文圣经已经翻译那个是指神的道。
And the Chinese translate that as the word of God.
意思说神他知道说信他的是谁，那么神交托的道，他知道一定会能够传流下去。所以保罗说，神是在第二章的时候，你要交托那能够教导别人的人。
And this word of God was entrusted to Paul to preach, and he preached it, and he is convinced that God will guard this word that has been entrusted to him, and so now he is entrusting this word to Timothy.Even in chapter 2, he continues to encourage Timothy to entrust this to other faithful men who will pass it down.
下个星期呢，我们会继续讲13到14节。
And next week, we will actually talk about verse 13 and 14.
但是现在让我们看第15到第18节，他说凡你他讲说他讲到说我不以福音为耻，我是使徒，我是保罗，我是传道的，我是师父，我愿意受苦难。但你看第十五节，现在呢，众人都离弃我，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。其中还有这两个人叫做非基路和黑摩奇尼。
And we continue with verse 15. Paul had wrote that he was a preacher and apostle and teacher, and he suffers as he does. But in verse 15, you are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes.
所以所有的人都离开他了。
Everyone left Paul.
当保罗被坐监牢的时候，所有的人都离开他了。
When Paul was locked up in a dungeon, everyone deserted him.
所以第十六节他说，反而有一家这个一家人叫做阿尼斯弗一群人呢。第十七节说，殷勤的找我，而且找到了。
But in contrast.There is the household of Onesiphorus, because Onesiphorus actually searched for Paul earnestly and found him.
为什么阿尼西弗要找保罗？应该很容易嘛，这个很著名的保罗，大使徒保罗，他知道在哪里。可见没有人知道，大家都忘记他，不知道他在哪里。因阿尼西弗要找得很辛苦才找到他，可见真的所有的人都离开他了。
And why is it so difficult to find Paul? Wasn't he the great apostle whom everyone would know? Why must Onesiphorus spend such a great effort to search for Paul? It can be actually, this is proof that indeed Paul was being deserted by all his friends and everyone forgotten about him and did not want to even talk about him.
所以保罗说不要以传福音为耻，不要以耶稣基督为耻，不要以为耶稣基督做见证为耻。你看保罗，他就是一个很好的榜样。
Therefore, Paul says, "Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. Do not be ashamed of the servants of God." And Paul himself is a good example.
当每一个人都离弃保罗，当他剩下他一个人，他还是坚持的信靠主耶稣。
Even though everyone has deserted him and he is now alone, but he still persists in believing in Jesus.
当每一个人都离开他不相信的时候呢，他坚持地服侍主耶稣。
when everyone has deserted him and abandoned Christ, he persists to serve the Lord.
如果你是保罗，你愿意吗？
If you were Paul, are you willing?
今天我们花很多时间，我们一天八个小时工作，其实不止八个小时，甚至我们做十个小时，我们花很长的时间为我们自己的事业，为我们自己的理想做我们要做的事情，但是你为主做了多少事情？
Today we spend much time, 8 to 10 hours a day at work, working for our own interests, striving for our own goals. But what have you done for Jesus?
是不是保罗所说的，所有的人都只顾自己的事，没有人顾耶稣基督的事？
Are you just like what Paul said in Philippians, that you only pay attention to your own interests and not in the things of Jesus Christ?
还是我们跟保罗站在一起，我们一起服侍主耶稣？
Or do we stand together with Paul and serve the Lord Jesus together?
让我们做同心祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we pray and ask that you will help usNot be ashamed of the gospel, but that we will share in suffering for the gospel. Not by our own power and strength, Lord, but by the power of God, because you called us. Not because of any good in us, not because of what we have done, but purely because of your grace. We thank you that you have saved us through your grace, because you sent your Son Jesus.To die on the cross, and in so doing, he abolished death and brought life through the gospel. Help us, Lord, that if we truly believe in the gospel, that we will fan into flame the gift that you have given to us to serve one another.